Hey there. This is this is Cookie from the Cookie Jar. And today I'm going to talk to you about something a little controversial. And if you do enjoy the content, please like and subscribe. All right. So today, I'm joined by Harvey, my big Great Dane, and oh, he just licked my cheek. Yes, and I also seem to be having a little bit of weather trouble, so if you don't mind, this will be some cracking good content. But anyways, so I've been getting a lot of questions in the comments asking why I got Harvey and why I've been posting news on Twitter about the Supreme Court legalizing bestiality. I guess the cat's out of the bag, so it's time to come clean. Harvey and I have been having sex for over a year. That's right, I'm a dog fucker. I guess you could say I'm just a basic bitch. Anyways, I'm coming out with my zoophilic relationship and telling the world that Harvey is my lover. And he's the best I've ever had. Dog sex has changed me as a woman. And today, I'm going to talk about 10 reasons why women should have sex with dogs. Well, here's reason number one. They can't get you pregnant. Dog sperm is incompatible with human ovaries. I mean, technically, if a dog jizzes inside of you, his sperm can enter your egg and attempt to create a zygote, which is a huge turn on for me. But it only lasts about a microsecond because the DNA is too different to be able to communicate. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means you can have as much unprotected sex with your dog as you want, and you won't get pregnant. You could get fucked by a different dog every day of the week, and you'd never have to worry about morning sickness. Not that I've ever done that, of course. Moving on to reason number two. You can't get STDs either. You see, dogs don't carry sexually transmitted diseases that humans do. You could be the world's biggest dog slut and let an entire animal shelter gangbang you, and you still won't get the clap. Isn't that a relief? Reason number three. Dogs love to give oral. So Harvey was my first, and his tongue is so long and huge and textured that I came in just about 30 seconds after he started licking me. It's just a different texture, you know? I mean, they make a mess with all that slobber, but they can lick deep inside your pussy, and they will lick your ass and your taint without any inhibitions whatsoever for minutes on end. Yes, please. What guys do you know who will give you head for longer than 5 minutes? Reason number four. Dog cocks are designed to make women come. I have no scientific proof of this, but my girlfriends and I have all been having sex with dogs for the past year, and we all agree that dog cocks are more enjoyable than men's. Sorry, boys. The thing is that a dog cock has this swelling at the end called a knot. If he gets that inside you, his cock is going to start coming and won't stop for 10, 30, even 45 minutes if you're lucky. That knot bumps against your G-spot the whole time, and it's a fucking orgasm palooza. Javi always has the longest ties with me. He makes me feel like a true bitch. Reason number five. Women have been doing it for thousands of years. Look it up online. Seriously. There's fucking cave paintings depicting bestiality. And even the ancient Romans practiced it. Both men and women. Reason number six. Dogs are far more loyal. They won't cheat on you or play with your feelings. Their affection is pure and very, very powerful. Reason number seven. Dogs are affectionate. I love making out with Javi. Even when we are not having sex, he knows how to stay close to me and keep me warm and give me kisses. I'm kind of hooked on the smell of his breath. Reason number eight. It's a kind thing to offer your pussy to your dog. Isn't it kind of unfair, though, how we treat dogs? We humans can touch ourselves and have sex whenever we want, but we spay and neuter animals when they show sexual desire. Can you imagine someone doing that to you? Dogs are so wonderful to us. Shouldn't they get to feel pleasure? Letting your dog fuck you is a great way to let him experience what it's like to mate a bitch without any unwanted puppy showing up. We're getting very close to the end. Reason number nine. The act of bestiality is really not that crazy in the end. If you put aside the knot, a dog's penis has the same size and function as a human's penis. What's so bad about letting a strong male dog do what comes naturally to him? And here's the final reason. Reason number 10. It's a wonderful way to bond with your dog. Even before Javi first fucked me, I knew that a dog is a girl's best friend. Think about it. They cuddle you, they soak up tears, they get excited when you get excited. and they're such a great life partner. I mean, come on. Most of you have had a dog stick his nose in your crotch or lick your face before. For a lot of us girls, dogs are boyfriends already, just without the sex. We are so emotionally intimate with our canines that it's not really a huge leap to imagine what adding sex to the relationship would look like. I mean, once you know what the mechanics are. Honestly though, I don't miss my last boyfriend. Harvey here has been meeting all of my needs, emotional and physical, with his love and his protection and his long wet tongue and his huge pussy busting dick. Okay, well, those are my 10 reasons. Thanks so much for watching. And hey, don't forget to like and subscribe. Harvey, not here. I'm live streaming this. Oh, get off of me, you silly stud. No. Just wait a quick moment. No, and we'll head inside. And you can mount me there and make me your... Oh, no. Oh, God. Fucking me on camera. Oh, you dumb, horny dog. Harvey, I'm gonna get banned for this, aren't I?